Let us briefly cover some of the motifs of Agenda 2030. Let us briefly cover some of the motifs of Agenda 2030. We have the Great Reset. And we know that the Great Reset, actually the first one, takes place in Genesis chapter 6. Then we have the push for a one world government and a draconian Luciferian leader who will govern that one world government, who will run that one world government. We have the United Nations pushing for such a system to be in place. Then we have the fourth industrial revolution, which will bring about the changes that will threaten the existence of humanity, that if it's not curtailed, could lead to the dissolution of humanity. It could lend credence to what Yeshua said when he said, "Except I shorten the days upon the earth, no flesh will survive." Could it be that that's because all flesh is being genetically modified and augmented away from that which is human and converging and merging with AI machines? And technological advancements. Then we have a technocratic corporatocracy. Corporations having more power than governments. Then we have total dependency on the state, because others have no clue what to do. They look for the state for guidance. They have no connections, no relations with the Most High, with the architect of the spirit and the soul. They're not interested in learning what his instructions are for their life. So they look to the state for salvation, or to themselves. Then we have the emergence of a social credit system, which will simply usher in technologically advanced dystopia and authoritarianism, totalitarianism, fascism, communism, all the satanic isms. Then we have the emergence and the construction of a carbon footprint surveillance system. We have universal basic income for compliant citizens. Those who comply will be paid. Those who don't will be left to economically starve to death. Then we have the emergence of programmable central banking digital currencies, which can be geofenced. Your money can be locked down to a county. If you go outside of that county, you will no longer be able to access your funds, your money, your wealth, or whatever you have monetarily. We still have the push for depopulation, which is integral to Agenda 2030 and Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. Then we have the dream of mandatory vaccines for everyone of all ages, which will help lead to the achieving of the goal of depopulation and balancing of the Earth's population, so that those things that were written on the Georgia Guidestones can be fulfilled. We have the psychological conditioning for and programming for controlled fertility and reproduction. We also have the emergence of death panels and radical assisted suicide and abortion laws that a dark spirit is pushing to be legislated, pushing for them to become law and policy. Then we have 100% genetically manipulated food and soil. 100% genetically manipulated food and soil. We have people working to make a ban on all natural remedies and treatments. What kind of Luciferian, satanic unction is that? It is nothing less than inner Gaia Satanus. We have the emergence of a robot workforce coming, which will displace and disrupt society. We have the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies, microchips, implantable brain interface technologies, such as Neuralink, and many more that will come and emerge in the very near future. Constant exposure to non-native electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, and radio frequencies, RFs, 5G, 6G, and 7G. We also have the dissolution and destruction of genders. It is quite clear and blatant. The rainbow agenda is all in your face. The rainbow agenda and the spirit of it is after your children to consume them. Physically, mentally, spiritually, astrally. We have these astral vampires going vehemently after your children. They even tried to X out the pagan holiday of Easter. We don't celebrate Easter or Ishtar or Astarte. We celebrate Pesach, the Passover, and the sacrifice of the Lamb who was sacrificed for the sins of the world. But Joe Biden wanted to promote Trans Day on the same day as the Christians' Easter. You see, the Luciferian spirit has become very bold. So we have the dissolution and destruction of genders and the confusion of genders. We have the destruction of motherhood and fatherhood. Men and women forgetting their roles. And women not doing the research enough to know that the feminist movement was actually architected and started by men. It was designed by men. And it was promoted and designed, much of the design, the one who had his hands all up in the design, who is no longer with us, blessed be the Most High, Henry Kissinger, that evil architect, that mentor of Klaus Schwab, played an integral role in the development of the feminist movement in order to destroy the family unit and to have your children have nowhere else to go but to the state. For programming, as if we're back in the Soviet Union somewhere. For your children to be carefully placed in re-education camps like they are now, called schools and universities. Then we have the rationing of energy and all natural resources. Restriction on non-essential air travel. Oh, it's coming. The development of 15-minute cities and smart cities, which will have 0% privacy. Then we have drones, facial recognition cameras, movement sensors, and the abolishment of private property. Control and surveillance of nature and wildlife, and restricted access to the wilderness. There will be the development and emergence of human free zones. And all you can expect to hear about is build back better and sustainable development and the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals of the New World Order. Is this the world that you want to see for your children? Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.